Welcome to our social studies podcast. Our names are Nasena and
Benta.
Today we will be explaining the events what happened during the Louisiana Purchase. Here are the questions we will be answering. Who are Lewis and Clark? What did President Jefferson send Lewis and Clark on an expedition? Who were the first pioneers? How did the migration west affect Native American lives? Who did Lewis and Clark meet on their expedition? Let's get started. Who are Lewis and Clark?
Meriwether Lewis was sent by President Jefferson to map the course of the Missouri River and find a land route to take under the will of Americans and avoid war. Before setting for his adventure of a lifetime, Lewis offered to share command with his army officer friend Roger Clark. They had found a land route with them, help from some Native Americans, and had found the territory of Louisiana.
Why did Jefferson send Lewis and Clark on an expedition?
President Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark on this particular expedition because of one reason. He wanted to expand his country and own more land without trouble or war. The Americans had just won the American Revolution and freedom from England and wanted no more wars or trouble. This plan did go as planned. No trouble, no war.
Who were the first pioneers?
The first ever pioneers settled in the North, but that was before the American Revolution had started. That was when explorers found a new country. White settlers called themselves pioneers.
What happened during the President Jefferson term in office?
When President Jefferson came to office, he sent Lewis and Clark on an expedition to find a land route to own for Americans without trouble. He purchased Louisiana by help from Lewis and Clark.
How did Native Americans feel during the migration west?
Native Americans were very furious and mad. They did not want to move again. They wanted to stay where they were. So they fought and lost.
Who did Lewis and Clark meet on their expedition?
During the expedition of Lewis and Clark, they met a Native American named Saratoga, who helped them understand maps and roads. Saratoga helped and led them through the expedition.
This is the end of our podcast. We will appreciate it if you learn more about Lewis and Clark, Jefferson's term in office, how Native Americans felt, and who Lewis and Clark met during their expedition. Bye. Bye.
Hi, our names are Miriam and
Lisa,
and today we're going to talk about the Industrial Revolution and all about it and the most important stuff that happened during that period of time.
The questions we're going to be answering are: what important inventions were created during the Industrial Revolution? How did the Industrial Revolution change people's lives? How did new forms of transportation help cities grow? Why were mill towns important to young women? How did they change the lives of the young women in the 1800s? How does a lock work? Why did the railroads become more important than canals? What was the Industrial Revolution? How can invention change lives? What was the cotton gin? Who invented this machine and why it's important? First question is, what important inventions were created during the Industrial Revolution, Mariam?
During the Industrial Revolution, a lot of inventions were made, such as the cotton gin, which separated seeds from cotton. Then comes the steam engine, which produced more power than a team of horses. After came the reaper, a machine sharp enough to cut grains. How did the Industrial Revolution change people's lives?
The Industrial Revolution changed people's lives by making work easier and faster to do in a day than a whole team of workers. How did new forms of transportation help cities grow?
The new The new transportation helps cities grow by making it easier for people to travel from one place to another. It also made good traffic easier. Why were mill towns important to young men? How did they change the lives of women in the 1800s?
It's important to young women because they found work there and earned their living. Lowell also took them to work where they would make clothes. How does a lock work?
The lock of airy canals worked by opening or shunting the water flow through the tunnels. It also raised and lower the water level. Why did railroads become important than canals?
Railroads became more important than canals because the railroads can run wherever the materials, goods, or markets are. Canals can only go on water and nowhere else. What was the Industrial Revolution? How can invention change lives?
The Industrial Revolution was the change from making goods by hand at home to make them by machines. The inventions changed by making work more easier, and they also changed life by enabling people to complete in a relatively short amount of time then a task that will otherwise take longer than an amount of time. What was the cotton gin? Who invented this machine and why was it important?
The cotton gin is a machine that separates cotton from its seed. It was invented by Eli Whitney. It's important because it could clean more cotton in a few minutes than a whole team of workers to clean in a day. Moreover, it made cotton the most important cash crop in the South. Thank you for listening to our presentation. Hope you enjoyed and learned new stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. My name is Ocean and this is
Jonathan.
Today in this podcast, we're going to be talking about how America planned the new government. She's rebelling in the Articles of Confederation. We are both in fifth grade at the American International School of Brazzaville. Hope you can join and have a great time. What are the problems the government faced after the war?
A few of the problems facing the government was the need to build a steady and strong government, economy, and a way to share power.
What are the Articles of Confederation?
The Articles of Confederation were laws to see how people would be governed. Under the Articles of Confederation, so they could not collect taxes. They had to ask the state for money.
Why did Shay call Shay's Rebellion a warning?
Shay called Shay's Rebellion a warning because they were working to a way to get the country all together, not apart. I hope you learned about the Shay's Rebellion, planning a new government, and the Articles of Confederation. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye. Welcome to our podcast. Our names are Jessica and Anais, and we are in the fourth grade class at AISB. Today we're going to talk about Andrew Jackson, his life, and how he helped in American history. These are some questions we're going to be answering. Who was Andrew Jackson, and how did his presidency affect Native Americans? What was a union, and why did South Carolina lawmakers threaten to leave? Why was Andrew Jackson popular with the settlers but unpopular with state lawmakers? What was the Trail of Tears, and how did it impact the Cherokee Indian territory and their people? Why did people travel west together in wagon trains? How was life different for African Americans in North than in the South? Why were millions of people forced to leave Ireland between 1846 and 1861? So let's go.
Who was Andrew Jackson, and how did his presidency affect Native Americans? Andrew Jackson was born in 1767 in Wexford, collision between North Carolina and South Carolina. A lawmaker and a longshoreman became a national war hero after defending the British in the Battle of New Orleans during the war in 1821.
A union is the term used for states together as one group. States also protested Jackson's action. South Carolina lawmakers threatened to leave the Union if their state was forced to collect a new federal tax and important goods.
Why was Andrew Jackson popular with settlers but unpopular with lawmakers? Many settlers saw Andrew Jackson as someone who shared their values. Also, Jackson promised the settlers to protect their rights who elected them, but on the other side, Jackson was unpopular with state lawmakers because he sent troops and warships to South Carolina to force the state to collect the tax.
What was the Trail of Tears, and how did it impact the Cherokee Indian Territory and their people? The Trail of Tears was a journey which Cherokee tribe of Native Americans were forced to take in 1838 and 1839. In 1838, the United States Army forced the Cherokee people to march 800 miles, not 80, but 800 miles to the Indian Territory.
Why did people travel west together in wagon trains? Wagon trains offered protection against attacks by Native Americans. People helped to cross rivers, and sometimes Native Americans helped the wagon train cross difficult relations.
How was life different for African Americans in the North than in the South? African Americans live in the United States mainly in cities where they found work. Although slavery was illegal in more northern states, free Americans still face discrimination. Discrimination is an unfair treatment of people, often based on their race. African Americans did not have equal legal or voting rights to white. There were places where they were not allowed into.
Why were millions of people forced to leave Ireland between 1846 and 1861? Millions of people were forced to leave Ireland between 1846 and 1861 between starvation. Ireland's main food crops began to rotten because of the plant diseases. Ireland farmers grew other crops, but the British government forced farmers to send the food to Great Britain. As a result, about 2.5 million people starved to death left Ireland.
So this is the end of our podcast. We hope you guys learned about Andrew Jackson and how his presidency affected Native Americans and how did he impact the America. We also hope you guys learned about the Cherokee Native American troops that marched 800 miles to go to the Indian Territory. Until next time, bye!
Hello everyone, our names are Jose and Mignon, and today we're gonna talk about the United States Constitution. The question we'll be answering are, what were the three branches of the government? What is the purpose of the Bill of Rights? How did George Washington become the first president? Who was Benjamin Banneker? Why did the anti-federalist want a Bill of Rights? Why did delegates want state and national government to share powers? And why did Madison change his mind? Now, let's get started.
Debs.
What are the three branches of rights?
To ensure separation of powers, the USA's federal government is made out of three branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. To ensure the government is effective and citizens' rights are protected, each branch has its own power and responsibilities, including working with the other branch.
What is the purpose of the Bill of Rights?
The purpose of the Bill of Rights serves to protect citizens from excess government power.
All right. How did George Washington become the first president?
George Washington became the first president by leading the colonial force to victory over the British and became a national hero.
All right. Now let's go on the next question. Why did delegates want state and national government to share powers?
Delegates wanted state and national government to share power because they thought a republic will protect citizens' rights.
Okay. Who was Benjamin Banneker?
Benjamin Banneker was born on November 9th, 1731, in Ellicott Mill, Maryland. A free black man who owned a farm near Baltimore, Banneker was largely self-educated in astronomy. He was later called upon to assist the surveying of territory for construction of nation's capital.
Why did Madison change his mind about whether a Bill of Rights was needed?
When the Constitution was drafted, anti-federalists, a political faction that favored small government, wanted it to go further to protect individuals' rights. They were concerned that the power of national government was too strong and could lead to tyranny. The exact thing that had just fought for overthrow.
Okay, now this was the end of our podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and see you in another podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Hello everyone, our names are Joshua and Mary Christie, and we are in 4th and 5th grade. And today we are going to talk about the War of 1812. First question, why did War Hawks want war with Great Britain?
War Hawks wanted war with Great Britain because they were helping Native Americans take their land.
Why did the British Army burn Washington, D.C.?
The British Army wanted to burn Washington, D.C. because they wanted to punish the Americans for invading Canada.
Third question. Why did the War Hawks complain that the British had helped the Native Americans?
The War Hawks complained because they were losing their land.
Fourth question. When did James Madison sign the Declaration?
James Madison signed the Declaration in June 18, led by lawmakers who were war hawks that declared war with Great Britain.
When did the War of 1812 end?
The War of 1812 ended in December 1814.
Where was the War of 1812 fought?
It was fought in the U.S., Canada, and on the high seas.
Seventh question. Was the War of 1812 a success?
Yes, the War of 1812 was a success because nobody won because they agreed to stop fighting.
Thank you for listening to our podcast and hope you enjoyed learning about the War of 1812.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Heman Baina. I am a fourth grader at the American International School of Brazzaville. And for this time, I have the privilege to work with
Mr. Michael Kadaba.
In this podcast, we're going to answer some very important questions related to Texas and the war with Mexico. And some of those questions are, how did conflicts with Mexico change the United States?
How did Gold Rush help California grow?
What was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo?
About how much of its present territory did the United States gain from Mexico?
As you realize it, these are the questions we're going to provide you information for. So let's get started.
So, Mr. Baina, please tell me, how did conflicts with Mexico change the United States?
Conflicts between Mexico and the United States brought some changes to the United States. Americans resettled Texas won independence from Mexico in 1836. In addition, the United States won a huge area of land in the war with Mexico. Moreover, the discovery of gold brought thousands of people to California at the end of the war.
Wow. So please tell us, how did Gold Rush help California grow then?
For all significance, the onset of the Gold Rush originated from a seemingly innocuous event in January 1848. With the massive influx of migrants, California underwent a radical transformation in a very short amount of time. It changed from a scarcely populated region to a territory with enough people to constitute a state.
Wow. So then, what was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo?
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the U.S.-Mexican War, signed on 2 February 1848. It is the oldest treaty still in force between the United States and Mexico. As a result of the treaty, the United States acquired more than 500,000 square miles of valuable territory and emerged as a world power in the late 19th century.
That is amazing. So, Heman, please tell us about how much of its present territory did the United States gain from Mexico?
According to the treaty, which was subsequently ratified by both national congresses, Mexico ceded to the United States nearly all the territory now included in the United States, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, California, Texas, and Western Colorado.
Oh, okay. So thank you ever so much for paying your attention to listen to our podcast.
This one gave you opportunity to learn about the...